and Jardim's going for the byline on that far side. Tries to get the cross in, put out by Gary Silk, and he's gone for a throw.
Yeah, excellent piece of defending there by Gary Silk. It really has improved this season, I thought. He looked poor early on, as did Alex Jeunin. But Silk's really come on in the last few games. That was another great piece of defending, his second of the game, to block that cross coming in there, and the ball's gone out for a throw into Cambridge.
It's very deep, probably only about 7 or 8 yards away from Mansfield's corner flag, corner of Bishop and Quarry Lane. And it's a long one, in towards the edge of the 6-yard area. Jason Lee's in there, the shot comes in, and it's in the back of the net. And it's driven in by Cambridge United, Dan Brown with the goal. What a shot that was. It was a clearing header from Jason Lee, and when the ball came out, it was thumped back in with some power and some aplomb by Dan Brown. A lovely volley and a goal worthy of giving any team the lead, Martin Shaw. With 32 minutes gone, it's Cambridge United 1, Mansfield Town 0.
And at the edge of the box on this side, and Michael Blackwood is going to swing this one in. All the big guns are forward for Mansfield. O'Hare, Moses and Lee in the box. Blackwood, he needs good delivery here. He's going to dink this one in, I think. Here it comes from Blackwood. It's chipped into the box. And it's a goal!
Said it, didn't you? I'll be absolutely fair to you, Martin Shaw. You said the delivery was crucial. The delivery was class. The finish was awesome. 1-1. Now then, now it's interesting because, as we said before, that next goal was going to be so important. That gives Mansfield a real lifeline now.
Yep, great goal for Mansfield Town, and they really must have had a rocket up the backside from Billy McEwen at half time. They've come out really well at the start of the second half. O'Hare clears it for Mansfield. Blackwood clears it to the halfway line. Arnold has the ball inside the penalty, inside the centre circle to Gary Silk, down the right hand side, urged forward by the Mansfield faithful. Silk, here's a chance to get it. Gone! Gone! Dallard! Gone! Back to Silk!
Must!
Oh! Here's a chance for Dallard! Over the bar! What a great opportunity for Jonathan Dallard on the edge of the box. He's taken it left footed and he's blazed it over the bar. That was the chance that we've been waiting for, Nigel. A great opportunity for Jonathan Dallard off a superb play by Stallard and Silk. And Dallard put it over the bar.
Well, it's that age-old adage, isn't it? If you had to pick a player you would want it to fall to, you'd go through everybody.
You would.
And you'd look round, and if the only person left was Elie, you'd think, leave it, son, wouldn't you? Let them have it.
What a shame. What a shame. That was
good
a
player, mate. Listen, I love the lad to death. But, you know, he couldn't hit a cow's arse with a banjo, in the old saying goes.
Disappointing. Needed composure there. It was on his wrong foot, to be fair. It was left-footed. But it was in his left foot that he scored that last-minute stunner against Wickham a couple of seasons ago. But this time, he couldn't keep it down.
There's still only one team, Martin, trying to win this game.
Yep.
Definitely.